Self, no, quite the opposite, quite the opposite. Yes, 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 yes. Sorry, Peter, I was very tongue-in-cheek calling you Mr. Fire and Brimstone. You're one of the loveliest, one of God's loveliest representatives, I have to say. Welcome to the show.
So... I've been thinking about not one of the lovelier members of society, Charlie Kirk, and what to make of him. And especially that he started secular. You know, he didn't have any interest in religion.
Oh, really?
And then 2019, all of his rhetoric moved into a religious direction. And I'm so intrigued by that. And what happened, and why was it reshaped, and did the rhetoric change anything as a result of him getting religion?
Or was there just a bigger audience?
And I think there is probably something in that. It was about this appeal to the conservative young men that they were that he was constantly after. But in 2019... he did a deal with Jerry Falwell and set up, it was to be a joint study centre at Liberty University. And it was called Falkirk because it took the names of Falwell and Kirk and put them together. Now, needless to say, that fell apart at a certain point when Falwell fell out of favour because he proved to be a rather naughty boy and not the best representative of conservative religion. But Kirk stayed on the straight and narrow, rather helped possibly by his wife, who probably played a bigger role in the story than anybody reckoned. But I'm really interested that he started on the persuading conservative, you know, giving inspiration to conservative young men, quite from a secular standpoint, and then moved to religion, because it's difficult to avoid the feeling that he was increasing his appeal by adding religion to it.
Yeah.
Of course, he became more anti-gay, as you'd expect.
Yeah.
He tells women to be more submissive, to be submissive to their husbands. And other astounding things. That's when he told Taylor Swift, one of his last reported remarks.
Really?
Yes. Now, I think you've got a husband you can submit to.
Well, she'll never forget it, will she?
I couldn't see Taylor Swift submitting to many people.
No.
But why, you know, in New Zealand, I don't know that you would have any success in founding a conservative movement for young men. But if you did, I'm sure it would be secular.
I get you. We don't have that same sort of fever, you know, the sort of Christianity fever as the States does, do we?
No, and it doesn't carry enough mana with it to make it a convincing line. So even if supposedly there was to emerge a conservative leader, and I could imagine that the Young Nationals would kind of hope that there would be such a person emerge, I think they would pretty strongly recommend, as they seem to recommend in their whole party stance, that keep religion out of it. It's just too controversial to be worth raising.
Well, the closest thing they've got is David Seymour, I think. You know, he's surprisingly popular with some young people. And, yeah, I reckon... But I can't see him suddenly turning to God anytime soon.
No, but it is true that David Seymour does have a bit of a following. But then, you see, it's not within National itself.
No.
It's regarded as rather extreme. Now, everything that Kirk said, have you ever listened in to Kirk?
I have not, no.
Very wise.
Sorry, did you say he is or I am?
I'm saying you are
right,
wise.
Right, thank you. Just checking.
Yeah, because, I mean, I think his particular function in the US was giving a voice to conspiracy theories and to outrageous speculation while not being a person who was going to be held to account for the outrageous statements. And it almost looks as though he tried out lines for Trump, and when Trump saw it went somewhere, Trump picked up those lines.
Oh, right, yeah. It's a mouthpiece sort of stuff.
Yeah, yeah. You need... Do you know his talk show? Typically, apparently, last... I've never listened to this. 3 hours a day he did a talk show.
Wow.
So that's a podcast and a half, isn't it?
Yeah, wow. Geez, yeah. I know that he sort of, you know, he was sort of relentless in his engagement, wasn't he? You know, and that's something that you don't often see, is somebody just who's so relentless in the way that they engage with people. And, you know, and that was one of the different things about him, I think, is that he sort of had the, he showed that he had, he, I'm not, this is not a, a big positive, I'm just saying how I perceive it. That he sort of showed that he had the time for people. So some of these young guys might have been like, oh, you know, he's actually talked to me. Wow. Jordan Peterson's another one who's not religious, but with a similar sort of, you know.
Oh, well, Jordan Peterson is playing the religion line a little bit.
Oh, is he?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm unsurprised.
Yeah. It's not precisely clear how much it's worth, but his wife is a Catholic, and he has shown strong interest in Catholicism recently.
Interesting.
So, I mean, it could be that within the US, conservatism, in the end, when you look at its roots, it's very religiously based. It could also be, I mean, I think the Kirk phenomenon was something else again. It was young men searching for role models and feeling at a loose end with all this feminism as they would see it. So there is a factor that we have to ponder in societies that you leave... The male factor, I don't know how you feel... and I certainly don't feel this, but clearly some do feel that they're searching, that men are searching for something to give them back an identity.
Right. Yeah. I do. I see it. I see it out there. So my advice would just be to all try and be better people. It's probably a good start. But that seems to be the hard option. So, you know, to try and represent our gender a little better, that's probably a good start. But you know, there are these people looking for the protein powder version of the answer, you know, just sort of like you know, like people like the incels and the kind of that sort of weird kind of Bermuda Triangle of conservatism and hate and you know, this sort of stuff, and young men does seem to be like, yeah, there's not really a lot of time spent on, like, I wonder if I could do anything myself to improve myself, to make myself more appealing.
And perhaps, though, on the left, for example, any appeal to a gender bait is kind of seen as wrong. And so that means that young men won't get a voice from the left that would give them a sense of inspiration or purpose.
Right.
And that's quite an interesting factor to ponder. There are very deep roots to conservatism in the States, which we simply don't have in this country. Our parties on the right have not been very consistent over the years, and you know, historically the National Party has been very centre right rather than strongly right.
Yeah, they just got into bed with some some funny fellows, didn't they?
And then don't know how to handle that situation, you
yeah,
know?
It's absurd to watch.
It is a very strange thing to watch small parties able to run rings around a large party.
Mm.
And if National were smart, it would probably set up an effective something, some kind of organisation that appealed to young men. But I don't think in New Zealand you could get away with the level of sort of conspiracy theory that has been so common in the right wing in the States.
Mm. I can't believe you haven't thought of New Zealand's finest men's group, Man Up.
Well, now there's a thought. Perhaps that is an example. Unfortunately, it's more like Stuggery.
Yeah. I thought we might be talking about Destiny Church going to going on holiday, going to England. That was horrifying.
Oh, well, this is a very disturbing development, which, well, as we watch what happens and watch them allied to the extreme right in
yeah.
Britain, that's going to be very serious indeed.
It's so bizarre that a predominantly Māori group are aligning with such a white supremacist organisation. These things happen sometimes, you know.
Well, I think it's a mark of how far Tamaki has moved from a religious agenda.
Yeah.
In fact, you know, he needs to find its political influence with a particular group that he's searching for.
Yeah. Anyway, we don't need to give him any more gas. John, oh, well, quickly, have you seen the second part of John Campbell's series?
Yes, I have. Yeah,
and I've not watched it yet. How is it?
Yes, it's good. It really is primarily based on one or two interviews, but as Campbell says, there's a lot of evidence that has come in, and some people have been prepared to be named,
right,
which is unlike the first one.
Right.
Where they stand in relation to this, and it's quite interesting because they're prepared to stand up and challenge the direction that Destiny has been moving in. This has got a very, very uncomfortable reaction from Destiny.
Right. Oh. Anyway. well, yeah, we started with Charlie Kirk. Does you have any closing thoughts on old Charlie before we put him to rest?
Well, the other thing I think is that his power was built on podcasting and social media.
Mm.
And this is a really interesting development because with him dead, exactly, you know, it's quite intriguing working out, so what happens to social media when the great influencer ceases to exist? And, I imagine those people are going to be, at a loose end. His wife says she's going to take it over, but I can't see that working in quite.
There's one key factor about her that's not
a significant factor.
Yeah. Interesting. Well, I mean, I'm absolutely. I got no time for this. People trying to kind of figure out how they can blame the left or whatever it is for. On this young guy who shot him, people are kind of, he knew a trans person, or this, all this kind of stuff. It's like, whereas the most convincing narrative so far is that he was actually even further right and was angry with him for not being right enough, extreme enough.
That is hard to know. I wouldn't want to call it.
No.
The ultimate irony was that Charlie Kirk was the one who was prepared to say, we'll put up with school shootings and shootings in order to defend our right to carry guns.
Yeah.
Well, that got him his death, I'm afraid.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and I'm sure he didn't mind because, as he said himself, it was worth it for the amendment.
it was meant to be.
All right, yeah. I'm sure I'll get some texts about that one. thank you for your time, and we'll be speaking again next week. And oh, shout out to the priests chaining themselves to the MP's offices. That's cool.
Yes, indeed. That's most extraordinary.
Yes, yeah, I'm into it. People should go and Google it. Okay, talk to you soon. Thank you, Peter.
Bye.
Yeah, there are...